last Wednesday
啊，我们在星期三的时候，我们的椅子后面加到满，对吗？
On Wednesday, we can see we have to put lots of chairs behind us to accommodate more lots of people.
啊，所以昨天呢，我就过来了，将这些后面的椅子呢，统统给它挪起来了。
So yesterday, I came here to put all the chairs aside.
有些弟兄姐妹就说，哎呀，如果我们每一个主日的聚会有这么多人该多好呢。
Some brother sister said, oh, if we have all these kind of people every Sunday, that's going to be great things.
我说感谢主啊，祷告了。
We say, oh, praise the God. We have to pray for that.
但是我们每一年的这些的布道会，这个的聚会，大型的聚会，
But every year we have such kind of assemblies.
都是一种的外展的工作。
It's all kind of the outreach activities.
这种外展的工作就是能够接触到这些的弟兄姐妹，不还没有信主的朋友们。
This kind of outreach activity is for the sake of to reach the people who haven't heard the gospel.
这种的联系呢很重要。
This kind of connection is very important.
你一次、两次、三次，他们慢慢就会来到主的面前。
One time, two times, a few times, and they will come to the God.
但是如果我们的心很急的话呢
？But if we are in the rush,
就像我们去这一个的摇晃一棵大树一样。
Just like we try to to move the tree.
如果我们想一把就将那个大树拔起来的话。
If we want to drag the tree out of in one go,
我们基本上会马上将自己的腰折掉了。
We're gonna break our waist.
但是如果我们所做的方式是先将大树旁边的这些的土壤慢慢慢慢的剥掉。
If we do in another way to soften the soil around that huge tree first,
然后。这个的才能将大树拔起来。
And we can dig out that tree.
越硬的土壤
，the harder the soil is，
越需要我们耐心。
The more patient for us，
越硬的土壤越需要我们用爱。
The harder the soil is， the more love we need it。
越是刚硬的这一个的福音的土壤。
The harder the soil for the gospel,
特别是在西方的这种处境里面
，especially for the Western society,
我们真的需要圣徒们忍耐坚忍。
We do need the perseverance and the patience.
你如果在其他的国家去传福音的时候，基本上传一下福音，很多人就信主了。
If you go to the other countries, if you preach the gospel, they very easily to believe.
这是我自己经历到的。
That's how Pastor Luke have been experienced.
有些我们还没有传福音，他自己来找我们信主了。
Some people even we didn't say any message to them, they just come to us.
但是这里呢，是因为许许多多人都去过许许多多的教会。
Because in this country, so many people just shopping around different church.
然后我们会发现他们对教会的感官感受是非常跟那些的其他国家的很不一样。
And we can see there's a huge difference of their acknowledgement of the church.
然后我们又常常听到这边的一些的教会的一些的事情爆出来。
And we hear lots of the new, all kinds of the news of the church.
所以我们真的需要明白我们所处的这一个的福音的处境。
We really need to have a deep insight of the context of our gospel.
没有办法用立刻、马上这种方式就可以得到。
We can't. There's no easy way and no quick way to for the gospel.
需要忍耐、祷告、爱心的付出。
So there's more perseverance, the prayer, and also the love needed.
有些的人对于我们牧师有许许多多的成绩。
There's people have lots of the bad concept to the pastors.
有些人我已经花了差不多七年八年的时间，慢慢慢慢的去陪伴，用爱心去关怀他们。
Some people, Pastor Luke has spent 7 years to spend time and love with them.
在他们生病的时候，我去探望他们。
When they ill, Pastor Luke visit them.
本来刚开始他们看到我的时候是不屑一顾极其这一个的愤怒的眼神看着我。
The first time Pastor Luke visited them, they just showed very, very indifferent and even kind of the angry.
但是慢慢慢慢经过这么几年下来的时候，他们的心发生改变。
But with the time being, their heart getting soft.
所以弟兄姐妹啊，我们真的得忍耐再忍耐。
So brother, sister, we do need perseverance.
所以有这种的差距感，其实我们今天看到这种的落差感，我们应该说主啊，谢谢你让我能够看到我们真实的属灵的状况。
So when we see this kind of big difference between Wednesday and today, don't need to be surprised, and we need to bravely face this kind of difference.
我们会意识到说，有许许多多弟兄姐妹的属灵生命是需要继续被装备，需要继续成熟起来的。
We do need to realize there's a long way to go for the discipleship training and the spiritual reality formation.
感谢主，我们求主给我们忍耐的心了。
Thanks God. Please praise God to give us the perseverance.
在过去的一整年的里面，我们过来。
In the past whole years,
这一整年的里面，我们学习许多的功课。
We have learned lots of lessons.
我还记得去年的第一个礼拜的聚会。今年的第一个礼拜。
The first assembly in this year.
有位的老牧师说。
The pastor, one of the pastors said.
你们需要有信心。
You need to have a faith.
他引用耶稣基督对马大所说的话。
He quotes the word Jesus tell Martha.
你若信，你就必看见神的荣耀。
If you believe, you will see the glory of God.
所以那一次，我一直在听这句话。
At the time, Pastor Luke always think of this word.
所以今年这一整年过来，都是对这句话的去体验经历。
So the whole year, throughout the year, the Pastor Luke have to think and feel this sentence.
有很多的时候，我说主啊，我信不下去了。
Very often, Pastor Luke said, "God, it's very hard for me to believe."
Oh, 主啊，我要放弃掉了。
I'm so struggling. I want to give up.
Oh, 主啊，我实在受不了了。
God, I really can't stand for this.
但是那一句话又出现了。
But that word is come out in my mind.
你若相信
If you believe,
你必看见神的荣耀
You will see the glory of God.
所以在这一整年这样子过来之后
So throughout this year,
从一月份到这个三月份、四月份、七月、八月、九月、十月到现在
So from the very beginning of the January, March, April, and October, and up to now,
所以我都在回想这一整年走过来，神的圣手是怎么带领我的。
I always recall what the God had done to me.
上帝的圣手是怎么带领我们的教会的
？How the God lead our church?
真的，就像我们以后待会我们要唱的一首诗歌
，Just as the song later we're gonna sing about.
全路程我救主领我。
All the way the God leaders.
有的时候我们的脚步好像轻跌，好像跌倒一样。
Sometimes we look like maybe trembled.
但是主的手扶持我们。
But the God mighty hands is followers.
就是许多的时候我们的手祷告的手都垂下来了。
Sometimes the hands of the prayer while we pray, we've fallen down.
我们不想祷告了。
We don't want to pray.
我们在对上帝说我祷告了很多都没有用。
We just say, oh, I prayed so many times that it looks like useless.
什么事情都没发生。
It looks like nothing happened.
所以祷告的手垂下来了。
So we put our hand down.
但是圣灵的感动在里面，神坚固我们的心。
But the Holy Spirit still moves us and try to strengthen us.
让我们再一次举起这颤颤巍巍祷告的手。
So to allow us to raise up our hand to pray.
所以这一整年经历过来。
That's all the experience throughout the year.
是神的圣手引导我们。
It's God's mighty hand.
是上帝在我们干渴的时候供应活泉给我们。
It's God provide the living water to us when we feel thirsty.
有的时候我们绝望的时候，失望的时候。
When we feel desperate and when we feel hopeless.
上帝在我们的旁边给我们力量。
God just right beside us.
有的时候我在神的面前祷告说。
Sometimes I pray to God.
今年我说了许多次，许多次我最不愿意说的话。
This year I say lots of many times the word I don't want to say.
我最不愿意说的话，我今年说了许许多多的次。
The last things I want to say, but I say a lot of times.
在许多的弟兄姐妹面前说自己的这个软弱的地方。
I have been tell all lots of co-workers in front of them my weakness.
但是当我承认我的软弱的时候
，But the time when I acknowledge my weakness,
当我不愿意说，当我愿意将自己不愿意说的话说出来的时候。
The time when I'm willing to bring out the things, my struggles to them.
好奇妙的十字架的道路就是这样子。
That's exactly the way of the cross.
当我们什么时候愿意谦卑的时候
，The time when we want to be humble.
神的能力就在我们的生命当中彰显出来。
The power of God will be manifest in our life.
当我们什么时候愿意将自己倒空的时候
，The time when we want to empty earth.
上帝的丰富就充满我们。
The abundance grace.Gonna show in our life.
当我们什么时候觉得自己很有的时候
，The time when we think we have plenty of things,
我们就被自己的骄傲所阻挡住。
We have been troubled by our selfishness. And
Amen 吗
？Yes, Amen.
这是主对我们的引导。
That's the instruction from the God.
我们发现我们整个的教会众同工们都在走这条十字架的道路。
I can feel all the members of our church is walking along this road.
神在不断的关照我们，破碎我们的生命。
The God is from time to time to enlighten us and also to break our lives.
需要我们谦卑，谦卑，谦卑。
We need to be humble.And humble and humble again.
需要我们将目光定睛在十字架上救主耶稣那里。
We need to focus our eye on the cross.
为我们的信心创始成终的救主。
That the salvation he had did in on the cross.
所以我们的力量就再一次刚强了。
And we can be strengthened and raised up again.
所以我们的目的不是要将人带到我们的教会。
So our purpose is not to bring the people to the church.
我们的目的乃是要将人在基督里完完全全地引到上帝的面前来。
Our purpose is to bring the people to the God in Christ.
这是我们的目的。
That's our ultimate goal.
所以当我们看到许多人来到我们的教会的时候，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们说，主啊，我的心不满足。
So when we see a lot of people come to our church, we have to say to God, "Our God, please use us. It's not we are not just like this."
我们希望他们都来到上帝的面前。
We not only take them to the church, we want to take them to the God.
而且不是10%来到神的面前。
It's not only 10%.
50%到上帝的面前。
It's not only 50%.
而是完完全全的到神的面前。
It's completely 100% to the God.
阿门吗？
阿门。
感谢主。
Praise、
所以让我们今年有一个非常清楚的目标。
Let us have a clear vision.
清楚的不得了的一个意象。
Very, very clear vision.
主啊，我们要将人在基督里完完全全的引到你的面前来。
God, we really want to bring all the people.In front of you, in Christ.
所以，如果我们用这个去思想的话，我们就会问：主啊，我们有多少的小组组员已经到你的面前来
？If we think in this way, we have to ask，
我们有多少的小组组员已经到你的面前来
？How many members of our small group come to you？
我们有多少的团契的成员到你的面前来
？How many members in our fellowship come to you？
主啊，我们有多少的新朋友到你的面前来
？How many new members come in front of you？
求主怜悯我们。
Let God give us the mercy。
所以今天我要跟大家分享的信息。
So today the topic is
怜恤人的人有福了。
Blessed are the merciful，
因为他们必蒙怜恤。
For they shall obtain mercy。
所以我们要求主让我们的教会成为一个怎样的教会呢
？So what's the God want to give us? What kind of church the God want to give us?
我们要求主让我们的教会成为那怜恤人的一个教会。
We want God make our church become a merciful church.
我们不单单是一个的虚心的教会。
We are not a church with humble.
我们不单单是一个的这一个的痛哀痛的为着自己的罪忧伤痛悔的教会。
We are not the church repent and feel sorrow for our sin.
我们也不单单只是一个的温柔的教会，饥渴慕义的教会。
We are not the only the church full of meek.
这四个的特征。
Those four characters
是我们对上帝的
is the character we towards the God.
这四个特征要在我们的里面，使我们的生命成为一个的可以彰显主爱的一个人。
Those four characters enable us to let God fully manifest in our life.
所以我们可以怜恤人。
So we can be merciful to the people.
我们可以成为为着义受逼迫而坚忍到底的教会。
We can stand firmly in front of the persecution.
我们可以将人带到上帝的面前，与上帝和好的教会。
We can bring the people to have a recover a good relationship with God.
所以呢，我们不单单只是停留在前面的这个与神的这种关系的里面。
So we cannot just stay in the status of just have a good relationship with God.
现在这后面的四个的福分
，the later four bless，
将我们从内在的生活。
Bring us from the inward of our life.
与上帝的关系
The relationship with God.
开始转向与神的关系
Towards the relationship with God.
开始转向对外的这个的彰显
Towards to the manifestation to the outside people.
但是没有内在的生命
But without the inner life.
就没有外在的彰显
You don't have outside manifestation of your life.
但是只有内在的生命
Only you have an inside of life.
如果没有外在的彰显
Without outside behavior.
这也是不对的
It's also not right.
所以我们求主帮助我们能够看到这两大部分的这个合二为一
So we have to ask God to give us help for this.
从灵恤人的这一笔我们就看到了
So, in terms of the merciful,
灵恤人的人有福了。
Blessed are the merciful.
灵恤是从哪里出来的呢
？Where the mercy come from?
灵恤的位置是在哪里呢
？Where is the mercy?
灵恤是从上帝那里来的。
The mercy is come from God.
灵恤是在心灵当中的。
The mercy is right inside of your heart.
所以在圣经里面让我们看到上帝描写他自己是充满着怜悯的上帝。
So in the Bible we can see our God is full of mercy.
然后我们也看到耶稣基督的比喻的里面描写到了这位慈爱的父动了慈心。
So we can see in the Jesus' parable, there's a father full of mercy.
他跑去拥抱那个浪子。
He went to his son and threw his arms around him and kissed him.
我们也看到了这一个的好撒玛利亚人。
And we also see the good Samaritans.
他也动了慈心。
He also took pity on the people.
然后去怜悯那个被强盗打得半死的人。
And he showed his compassion to that the people who had injured.
所以怜悯怜恤是在哪里呢
？So where is the mercy?
是来自上帝的。
It's from God.
是上帝的礼物。
It's the gift of God.
上帝也愿意将这个礼物赐给每一个凡寻求他的人。
And God wants to give this gift to every people who seek Him.
只有当我们谦卑的时候。
Only we last we be humble.
当我们承认自己的不足够的时候
，and when we admit we are not, we need to improve ourselves.
当我们温柔我们的心的时候
，when we be soft our heart.
然后我们的里面就自然而然会产生出怜悯的心出来。
And then our heart can naturally generate a kind of the mercy.
看到人就怜悯他们了。
When we see the people, we will show our mercy to them.
所以这个不是装出来的。
It's not just for pretend.
在内心当中，你领受神的恩典。
It's naturally come out of their mind.
所以怜悯的心灵。
So the merciful heart
在心当中开始
is right start from deep of your heart.
但是不单单只是停留在这一个的心灵的里面呢？
It's not only just stay in the heart.
也是在哪里呢？这一个的灵明也是要体现在我们的行走上面。
It's also showing our deed.
什么样的行走呢？
What kind of deed?
什么是基督徒的生命的特质呢？
What is the characteristic of the Christianity?
就是你要与上帝同行。
We have to walk along with God.
但是如何才能够与上帝同行呢？
How we gonna walk along with God?
上帝在天上。
God is in heaven.
上帝是灵。
God is a spirit.
充满万有的主。
Is filled in full of in the universe.
我怎么能够与这一位看不见在天上又充满万有者同行呢？
How can I keep a step with a God who is just full of the universe?
上帝就告诉我们说如何与上帝同行的秘诀。
The God show us the secret of this.
如何与上帝同行呢？
How we gonna keep step with God?
就是你要行公义，好灵敏，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
That is to act justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God.
二人若不同心
，If two people not in one mind,
如何能够同行呢
？How can they walk together?
如果我们无法与上帝同心。
If we don't have the same heart with our God,
我们如何与上帝同行呢
？How can we keep step with Him?
上帝的心是什么样的心
？What is God's heart?
上帝的心是那公义的心。
God's heart is righteousness.
上帝的心是那怜悯的心。
God's heart is full of mercy.
上帝的心是那谦卑的心。
God's heart is full of humble.
所以我们存着这样的心，我们才能够与上帝同行。
Only if we can keep this kind of heart, we can walk together with Him.
有谁与经历到与上帝同行吗
？Anyone have kind of experience to walk with God?
与上帝同行不是一种很奇异的感觉。
To walk with God is not a unique, very strange experience.
与上帝同行也不是每一天都有神迹奇事在发生着。
To walk with God is not like every day you have a miracles.
什么是与上帝同行呢
？What is meaning of walking with God？
有一位的女士
，There's a lady。
这一位的女士叫做 Amy Carmichael。
That's her name。
她是这一个的，在出生在北爱尔兰。
She was born in North Ireland。
但是神呼召她
，And God called her
去到印度。
Called her to be a missionary to India.
去到印度，她一生都在印度。
So she spent all her life in India.
直到她离开世界，在印度。
Until her dad died.
这个在印度总共52年的时间。
So she spent 52 years in India.
但她死的时候
，The time when she died,
印度的这些人们
，All the Indian people,
称她叫做妈妈
，Call her mom.
她是他们的妈妈。
She is their mom.
她是怎样的一个生命呢
？What of the life she has?
我称她叫做与上帝同行的生命。
She has a life walking with God.
她是一个怜悯的生命。
She has a life full of mercy.
她看到许许多多的孤儿。
When she sees lots of orphan.
特别是那些的女孩子们。
Especially the girl.
这些女孩子们一生下来可能就在印度有悲惨的命运等待着她们。
So, when the time when they born, these girls born, they facing a very tragedy.
就会被家人离弃。
They have been abandoned by their family.
如果有些的女孩子决定跟随耶稣的话
,If some girl want to follow the Jesus,
整个的家族弃绝她们。
All the family gonna abandon her.
但是这个的贾爱梅这位女士
But this Carmichael,
他的内心被主的爱所感动。
But her heart is moved by God.
他看到这些孩子们。
When she saw these girls,
所以他就去帮助他们。
She helped them.
建立这个救难所。
She built up the station for this kind
refuge,
of the shelter, shelter, yeah.
来帮助这些的无家可归的孩子。
To help these homeless girls.
啊，她的影响越来越大，越来越大。
And her goal become bigger and bigger.
整个的印度都受到她的影响。
The all nation of India is have been affected by her.
所以我们看到了这位女士的生命的里面彰显出什么特质呢？
So what kind of the manifestation from the her life?
一种的怜悯，从基督而来的怜悯。
A kind of mercy, a mercy from Jesus.
在她的一生的名言墓碑的上面刻着。
So in the inscription of her tomb,
啊，她经历许许多多的痛苦。
She has experienced lots of suffering.
许多的抵挡。
Lots of resistance.
许多的诋毁。
Lots of lots of people against her.
但是靠着主的恩典，她说都过来了。
But she has been go through all these things.
在她的墓碑上写着几个的字。
So there's words on her tomb.
如果有痛苦的话
，If there's the suffering，
那也是很快很快就会过去掉。
It will be quickly go through.
如果有快乐的话
，If there's happiness。
也会很快很快过去了。
It will elapse very quickly.
但是重点在永恒。
But however, the most important thing is eternity.
哦，这句话对他来说，我现在经历许多的痛苦。
So she said, I have been suffering a lot.
这些痛苦很快很快会过去掉。
But all this kind of suffering is very temporal.
我现在如果经历别人的称赞
，Is now someone praise me？
经历许多人的这一个的表扬
，Is I have facing lots of compliments from the people？
这些的快乐的感受也很快很快过去。
And this kind of a happy feeling is can elapse very quickly also。
但是我们的重点是在永恒里面。
But the point is the most meaningful things is eternity。
这句话很打动我。
Oh, this sentence is moving me a lot.
像保罗所说的
，just like the Paul.
这自障自轻的苦楚算不了什么。
This kind of temporary suffering is nothing.
要为我们成就将来极重无比的荣耀。
All this gonna be fulfilled for the future glory.
你现在正在经历这一个的失落吗
？Do you experience kind of the frustration?
灰心吗
？A kind of the depressed?
被拒绝吗
？A kind of the resistance.
哦，你的救主在世上也经历这些。
The Jesus also experienced such kind of things.
你的救主也是去经过这一切，然后去领受那喜乐的冠冕。
Our Savior Jesus also has been experienced all these things.
所以求主来怜悯我们，让我们也能够经历这些苦难的时候。
We have to ask God to help us when we're facing this kind of challenge.
我们的心灵被主的爱所抓住。
Our heart is being touched by God.
怜悯的心在我们的里面。
The merciful heart inside of us.
使我们可以攻克我们里面的苦毒。
To let us to overcome the bitterness of our heart.
使我们存着怜悯的心谦卑的心与上帝同行
So let us be able to be walk humbly with God
否则苦毒抓住我们
Otherwise all the bitterness gonna occupy all of you
啊，抱怨抓住我们
The complaint will be our main things in our life
我们就会被驱赶到黑暗当中去
We will be in the darkness
所以求主怜悯我们让我们的心被怜悯所充满
Please let God fill our heart full of mercy.
就像这位的女士一样
Just like this Carmichael.
所以我们看到她在印度那边的这个的照片
We can see the photos while she was in India.
还有一张是她年轻的时候在爱尔兰拍的照片
Another photo is show her when she was young in Ireland.
她是一个非常漂亮的女士
She is a very beautiful lady.
充满着女士的气质
It's very feminine
非常的高贵的妻子
very very dignity and also very very nobility，
但是她愿意将自己降卑下来
but she want to humble herself
去帮助那些土著非常偏远的少数民族们
to help those kind of aboriginal indigenous people。
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹啊
brothers sisters，
耶稣基督怎么说呢？
What Jesus said，
他说当他审判的日子来到的时候
When the day the judgment comes，
他将百姓万民分成两边
He will divide the people in two groups，
左边和右边的
On the left hand side and on the other side，
左边右边的是绵羊
On the right hand side is sheep，
左边的是山羊
On the left hand side is goat，
他对这个在右边的说
So Jesus tell on the right of his side，
你们这些是蒙上帝赐福的得永生的人。
All of you have been blessed by the God. You have eternal life.
我饿的时候
，When I feel hungry，
你们给我吃。
You give me food.
我渴的时候
，When I feel thirsty，
你们给我喝。
You give me drink.
我在做客旅的时候
，When I be a foreigner，
你们留我住。
You give me a accommodation.
这些义人就回答说
And these people said to her,
"主啊，我们什么时候看见你饿了呢？
Lord, where did I see you feel hungry?
什么时候看到你渴了呢？
Where or thirsty?
什么时候我们看到你无处可住呢？
When did I see you, I give you something?
这一位的君王就说
So the Lord said,
我实实在在的告诉你们
Truly I tell you
这些事你们记住在我这弟兄中最小的一个身上
if you did for the very least of the brothers
就是坐在我身上
And you did for me
然后马上转过来责备左边的山羊
And our Lord just turned around all of a sudden and say to the other side of the goat
你们这些被咒诅的人
you are cursed
离开我进入为魔鬼和他的使者所预备的永火里去
depart from me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angel
因为我饿了你们不给我吃
for I was hungry you gave me nothing to eat
渴了你们不给我喝
when I was thirsty you gave me nothing to drink
我做客旅你们不留我住
when I was strangerAnd you did not invite me in.
我赤身露体，你们不给我穿。
When I need clothes, you did not clothe me.
我病了，我在监里，你们不来看顾我。
When I was sick, and when I was in prison, you did not look after me.
你看他们的回答，跟右边的名人的回答一模一样。
You see, the answer is exactly the same.
他们说主啊我们什么时候见你饿了呢
Those people say Lord when did we see you hungry or thirsty
右边的义人说主啊我们什么时候见你饿了
On the right hand side the righteous people says the same thing
而左边的也说我们什么时候见你饿了
And on the left hand side they says when did we see you hungry
耶稣说
Jesus said
你们没有坐在那最小的一个身上。
You didn't do for the least of our brothers and sisters.
你们就没有坐在我身上。
You didn't do for me.
义人和进入到灭亡当中的人的区别在哪里
？What's the difference between the righteous people and the wicked people?
义人他的眼睛看见了。
The righteous people they saw it.
看见了谁呢
What they saw
透过那最卑微的弟兄
Through the most humble lowest people
看见了主
They saw Jesus
在他们所做的事情上面就告诉别人说
The things what they have done to the people shows
他们的心中有主
Their heart has Jesus
是吗？是啊，你心中有主，就会看到别人的缺乏。
If you have Jesus in your mind, you can see the needs of the other people.
如果我们的心中有主的话，我们就看到许许多多世上的灵魂。
If you have Jesus in your mind, you will see all these kind of lost heart and soul.
如果我们的心中有主的话，我们就会看到教会当中有许许多多的弟兄姐妹是需要我去关怀的。
If you have Jesus in your mind, you can see so many brothers and sisters need I to help them.
如果我们心中有主的话，我们就会看到，哇哦，有许多的事工其实是需要更多更多的同工小委身去做的。
If you have Jesus in your mind, you can see there's lots of things waiting us.
但是如果心中没有主的话呢？
But if you don't have Jesus in your mind,
我们说哪里有需要呢？哪里需要？我怎么不觉得这些都有需要呢
？Where's the need? Where's need? I can't see it.
是不是呢
？Is that right?
是啊。一个的孩子如果非常心中爱父母亲的话
，If a kid if they he really love their parent his parent，
然后爸爸妈妈做完早餐做完中餐累得不得了，坐在那里的时候
，So when his parents feel very tired after they make the breakfast sitting there。
然后他过来说：“妈妈，爸爸，你累了。”
The kids will say to his parents, "Oh, dear parents, you are tired."
但是另外一个孩子说：“爸爸妈妈，你做的饭怎么这么难吃呢？”
But the other kid will say, "Why you make the breakfast so hard to eat?"
父母亲已经很累了，汗水一甩。
The parents is very tiring.And sweat.
好啊，那妈妈、爸爸再去做给你吃。
Okay, okay. I will make another breakfast for you.
为什么两个孩子完全不一样的表达
？Why we see such a big difference of the reaction?
为什么在神的国度里面有绵羊和山羊
？Why we can see the sheep? There's a sheep and a goat in God's kingdom.
猪是看不见的。
The God is invisible.
但是义人却呢爱那看不见的猪。
But the righteous people will love the invisible Lord.
但是一个人心中没有对主的爱的时候
，But if there's no Jesus in the people in the person's mind,
主站在你面前，你都没有办法认识他。
Even if the Lord just stand right in front of you, you even can't see him.
什么才是一个义人呢
？What is the righteous people?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
行义的才是义人。
The people who doing things justly.
有一个人问一个的拉比说
，So a man ask the teachers,
我如何才能够眼中有光明呢
？How can I see the light in my eyes?
我如何才能够心中有光明呢
？How can I have light in my heart?
拉比对他说
，The rabbi says,
你去看。看那些人
You look at those people
你看到了什么
What can you see
他说是一群人
The man said Just a crowd
你还是黑暗的还是瞎眼的
The rabbi said No you're still blind
再看
Take a look again
他说我看到他们的脸了
Oh the young man said Oh I can see their face
将人只是看作一群人，现在变成他们有脸。
See, you see the difference. Before the young man only can see a crowd of people, but now he can see their face.
你到底怎么看人呢
？How you look at the people?
只是看他们是一群人在走动的人吗
？You only can see them as a kind of a walking crowd.
还是看到他们的脸庞呢
？And you, or you can see their face.
但是拉比对他说：“还不够。”
The rabbi said to this young man, "Say, no, that's not enough either."
你看到的脸是不是所有的脸都是有五光的呢
？Have you seen all these? What kind of things are in there on their face?
每一张脸都是一样的，有鼻子，有眼睛，对吗
？Looks like all faces are identical.
啊，对于一个心中没有怜悯的人来说，是啊，每一个人的脸都是一样的。
That's right. If for the people who have no mercy in their mind, he will probably see all the faces are identical.
再去看
Take a look again.
你看到了什么
？What can you see?
他过来说：“哦，拉比，我看到了，每一个人的眼睛都不一样。”
Oh, the young man said to Rabbi, "said Oh, yeah, yeah, yes, I find them. All every eyes of every people are different."
不错啊、oh. 你看到了眼睛了。
Oh, the rabbi said, great, you can see their eyes now.
你发现他的眼睛怎么样子？
So what kind of eyes they look like?
他们的眼睛有些是黑的，有些是棕的，有些是蓝的，对吗？
So you can see some eyes are black, some eyes are brown and blue.
还不足够。
That's not enough.
再去看。
Take another look.
然后他看到了每一个的眼睛里面的心灵都不太一样。
And then the young man said, "Oh, this is all different heart."
有的眼睛充满着喜悦。
Some eyes full of joy.
有些眼睛好像很满足。
Some of the eyes full of satisfaction.
有些眼睛好像很孤单。
Some of the eyes show the loneliness.
有些的眼睛好像有很多的忧愁。
Some of eyes show the worries.
有些眼睛好像很恐惧。
Some eyes show the horror.
好，不错。
Rabbi said, very good.
不足够。
But still not enough.
再去看。
Take another look then.
这一次他回来说，我看到了。
The young man come back says,
我看到了每一个的眼睛跟我的眼睛是一样的。
Oh, now I see. All those eyes are exactly same as my eyes.
他是我的弟兄。
They are my brothers.
他是我的姐妹。
They are my sisters.
虽然有些是裹着头巾的阿拉伯人。
Even they have something on their head.
我是以色列人。
But I'm Israel.
但是我看到了裹着头巾的眼睛里面，他是我的弟兄。
But through their eyes,I still can see they are my brothers.
一个人如果没有怜悯的话，
if a man without any mercy,
没有爱在里面的话，
if the man without any love,
圣经说他是瞎眼的，
the Bible says it's blind.
求主可怜我们，
oh, please God help us,
让我们的眼睛能够明亮，
let our eyes be brightened.
需要求主给我们怜悯的心。
We do need God give us a merciful heart.
让我们能够看见那看不见的主。
To let us see the invisible God.
所以，什么是与主同行呢？
So what is meaning of what is for walking with God?
不要行弃所做的功的卑微。不要行弃所做的功的卑微。
Don't complain about the humble of your work.
不要小看一件的小事情。
Don't look down the small things.
不要小看这小子中的一个。
Don't look down the least of the kids.
真的，在这最小的事情上去照顾他们，爱他们。
If you really caring and look after the least of the people,
你将看见那不能看见的主。
You will see the invisible Lord.
我如何知道有上帝呢？
How can I know there's a God?
到底有没有上帝呢？
Whether on earth there's a God or not?
今天有许多的论证的方法。
Today there's lots of methodology to testify the God.
我们的弟兄大概也在神学院学过护教学。
So there's apostolology in the Bible school. I have learned.
但是在圣经里面，让我们看到另外的一种护教学。
But in the Bible, we can see there's another concept of this.
当你有怜悯的心的时候
，When you have a merciful heart,
你就看见了那不能看见的主。
And you will see the invisible God.
你说上帝啊，你在哪里
？God, where are you？
上帝啊，你在哪里
？God, where are you？
你知道我每年常常出去宣教。
Every time Pastor Luke go out for missionary。
七月、八月、九月、十月。
July, August, and October。
那四个月的里面，我是这边逐日结束了，往上飞。
So the time when we finish the worship here, I will take on the flight.
然后周六的时候飞回来。
And then I fly back on the Saturday.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，去到这些的地方的时候
，So the time when Pastor Lu go to these kind of places,
很多是非常痛苦的地方。
we can see sometimes it's a very miserable place.
痛苦的心灵。
Yeah, there's lots of suffering mind.
婚姻的破裂。
The broken of the marriage.
被毒瘾、被色情、被这各种的东西缠磨、缠这个的缠磨着的这个的心灵。
Some people suffering from the drug, from the adulteries, from any other things.
还有去到一些的贫穷的地方。
And when I go to some very poverty places,
亲爱的弟兄们，与他们在一起的时候。
So when the time when I spend with them,
我不是进入到高大上的校园里面去。
I'm not going to very very decent place.
不是进入到象牙塔的里面去。
I'm not going to kind of the universities.
进入到这些的最需要、最绝望、最痛苦的心灵当中。
I go to the most needy, most desperate, and most suffering places.
那时候，我说：“上帝啊，你的真实性是这么真实的。
”And then I can see, Oh God, you are a truly God.
哦、oh, 上帝啊你的福音是这么伟大的。
Oh, I can see how great is your gospel.
我向他们分享福音。
When I share the message,
分享基督的爱。
When I share the Jesus love with them,、
啊、自杀的说不要再自杀。
The people who want to suicide, they change their mind.
没有盼望的说自己有了盼望了。
The people have hopeless, they become have hope.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
要去。
Go.
进入到那最卑微的世界当中。
Go to those kind of humble places.
去那最小的弟兄那里去。
Go to the least of the brothers.
就像这一位的女士贾乃梅一样。
Just like this, Carmichael.
去看到了这些孤儿们。
She went to those kind of orphans.
被人们遗弃掉的。
And all those, the kids had been abandoned.
在服侍这些孤儿的时候
When she served these people
她就是在服侍主
She is serving the God
感谢主
Praise the God
你心中有什么感动吗
Anything touch your mind
是不是我们在为自己编造的整个的小康澳洲的生活会使你的心灵变得越来越硬越来越冷呢
Is this our beautiful life make our heart getting harder and harder?
我们的心不能够再哭了
Our heart cannot cry anymore
我们来到教会里面的时候我们觉得教会冷气没有什么没有什么没有我们开始在抱怨
The time when I come to church I just start to complain
还是哇，充满着感恩，充满着怜悯。
Or I should full of mercy，
因为世界上有许多像这些孩子们一样的生命。
And there's lots of the people who need help，
愿意去吗
？Would you like to go to help them？
你看到？这些的流泪的眼睛了吗
Have you seen the weeping eyes?
是否听到他们
Have you heard them, their voice?
绝望的哭喊吗
The desperate crying?
如果真的听到的话
If you really hear
啊，我为你感谢主
We praise the God
谢谢主
Thanks for the God
我们的心正在被柔软
God is soften our heart.
Amen.
Amen.
下去我们看，怜悯彰显在哪里呢
？So where the mercy shows?
怜悯的样式在哪里呢
？What is kind of the mercy?
上帝不单单给我们一个怜悯的心
，The God not only give us a merciful heart.
上帝不单单给我们怜悯的力量。
The God not only give us the strength, the power for mercy.
上帝也给我们怜悯的一个榜样。
The God also set a very good example.
我们一起来读这一段的话语，马太福音。
So let's read together the Matthew.
只是我告诉你们
，But I tell you,
要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告，这样就可以做你们天父的儿子。因为 它叫日头照好人也照歹人，降雨给义人也给不义的人。然后约翰福音13:15，我给你们做榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。天父的榜样是怎么样子？
What example of the Heavenly Father gave us?
天父的榜样是降雨给谁呢？
The example of Heavenly Father is
义人也给不义的人。
So he not only give the rain to the righteous, also give the rain to the unrighteous.
赐下阳光给好人也给歹人。
He give his sun to the wicked, also give to the good.
那今天你我的爱是否也是这样子呢？还是有选择性的呢？
So it's not today our love is like the Heavenly Father did, or our love is very selective.
我们只爱义人呢？
We only love the righteous.
我们只爱好人呢？
We only like the people who are good people.
或者我们只爱跟我们的背景很像的人呢？
Or we only like the people who come from the same background with us.
所以年轻人们呢？
So young people,
我们说我们要跟我们的年轻人们在一起，对吗？
So we say we want to spend time with the young people.
老人家们啊，
the old people,
我们只愿意跟我们的老人家们在一起，对吗？
The old people say I only want to stay with the same age of the group.
但是我们的天父却是怎么样子的呢？
But our Heavenly Father is
爱义人又爱歹人。
He loves both righteous and unrighteous.
他爱犹太人也爱外邦人。
He loved Jewish, he also loved Gentiles.
他爱男人也爱女人。
He loved male and also loved female.
他爱为奴的也爱自主的。
He loved slave, he also loved owners.
如果我们不从我们的这个的团体的背景里面跨越出来的话，
If we don't step out our background,
你很难体会到天父的爱。
It's very hard for you to understand the God's heart.
如果我们选择朋友只是跟我的经济、学历、长相都差不多的人在一起的话，
If you only choose friend as the same of a background as the economy and the appearance and also our education levels,
你很难体会到基督舍己的爱。
It's very hard for you to understand the love of Jesus.
然后你的生命就越来越枯萎，越来越单调，越来越苍白掉。
And your life gonna be very very simple, become a very very pale,
对吗？要不要试试看，走上大街去爱不同的人呢
？If you go on the streets and try to love the strangers,
走出来
，step out.
从你所熟悉的这群人里面走出来。
Step out from your familiars.
这是一个宣教。
This called mission.
宣教在你的心中开始。
The mission is ready. Start from your heart.
进入到跟你语言不一样的。
And go to the different peoples.
所以我家的隔壁住着一个谁呢？
So the Pastor Luke's neighbor is
住着一位的这个精神疾病的人。
Is have some.Mental problem.
所以有一天早上我出来散步的时候
So one day Pastor Luke have a walk in the morning.
他很胖了，他脱光了他的衣服。
And the guy just take.
因为那天也很热。
It's very hot day though, but he still
上衣脱掉了。
He just took off his clothes.
然后我就向他打招呼。
And Pastor Luke just wave his hand to the strangers.
Hello.
Hello,
你是哪里人呢、啊、
？Where you come from?
他说我是来自柬埔寨的。
Oh, I'm from
Cambodia.
Cambodia, yeah.
啊，我是第二代在这边了。
I'm the second generation of immigration.
哦，他说我是有这个的 behavior problem 的。
I have some behavior problem.
我当时呜
，The pastor looked just very shocked.
哇，原来在我家隔壁就一墙一个 fence 之隔，居然坐着一个 behavior problem 的。
Oh, my neighbor next door just have a behavior problem.
我马上想到我孩子的安全的问题。
All of a sudden, the first thing is the security of my kids.
但是，我想， 我就问他你有什么信仰吗
But Pastor Luke just calm himself down and ask the guy's question
他说我没有什么信仰
The guy said I had no belief
我家里面是佛教的信仰
My family
我什么地方都不去他说
I don't go anywhere
我每天都要吃药
Every day I have to take the medicine
昨天一夜都没睡
Last night I didn't sleep
所以早上这么早就出来了坐在那里
That's why this morning I walk out to take off my clothes.
所以上帝啊，我说求你给我聪明智慧，怎么向他传福音。
So Pastor Luke just prayed to the God to give his wisdom and strength to.
所以差不多花了半个小时跟他分享主的爱。
So he spent half an hour to share the message and the love.
哎，跟他分享主的爱的时候。
So the time when Pastor Luke to share the message and love with the guy.
原来发现他并不是很可怕。
And he feel the guy is not that terrible.
后来我明白一件事情
And then Pastor Luke realized one thing
在爱里面怎么样子
There's no
在爱里面没有惧怕
There's no worries in the love
所以在我们的旁边有很多很多需要的人
So there's lots of people who need our help around us
我们应该走出去
We need to step out
所以我跟我的岳父去到旁边的公园
So when Pastor Luke walked together with John,
我对我岳父说，现在我们在 Hurstville 住了。
Pastor Luke said, "Now I'm living in Hurstville."
我们一去到那个公园，哇，那个小小的公园居然差不多100多人在里面。
We can see, Pastor Luke just realized there's like more than 100 people in a small, tiny park.
而且完全跟在中国没什么感受不一样的地方。
You can't feel any difference between here and in China.
我在 Merrickville 的时候，没什么人的。
When the time passed, look in Merrickville, there's no people.
都是白人多
的。It's all about white people. But now it's everywhere Chinese. And still, and also some people from South Asia.
所以我们昨天在这里拿了很多福音单张。
So yesterday, Pastor Luke took lots of the small booklet.
所以我们决定每一个我还没有跟他决定了，我自己决定了。
So Pastor Luke just decided by himself.
我要每一天吃完晚饭之后，带着孩子在那边先拉拉关系。
So every day after dinner, he will try to build a little relationship with locals.
摸摸孩子们的头。
Touch the kid's head.
啊，这个孩子很帅呀。
Oh, very handsome boy.
啊，这个很漂亮啊。
Oh, that's beautiful girl.
啊，你来自哪里呀？
Where you come from?
啊，慢慢就开始熟悉起来。
And gradually they will set up the relationship.
将主的爱分享出去。
And share the God love.
啊，其实分享福音并不可怕来着。
So it's not horrible things to share the gospel.
像我隔壁的这个的老兄分享福音，我都不怕了。
See the Pastor Luke is very bravely to share the message to his a little bit problematic neighbors.
从怕怕的到不怕。
From the frightened to very very brave.
所以我现在经历到，原来我们可以用爱向任何的人来传言主的福音。
So Pastor Luke just experienced the things we can preach to anyone.
你们愿意吗?
Would you like to do the same thing?
有住在恰苏的要不要去呢?
If you live in Chatswood, would you like to go?
有住在 Hurstville 的还有很多的在 Hurstville 住的 也可以去啊。
Still some brother sister who live in Hurstville, you also can join me.
感谢主。
Praise the God.
这是天父给我们的榜样。
This is an example of Heavenly Father.
主耶稣给我们的榜样是什么呢?
What's the example from Jesus?
主耶稣给我们的榜样是我们看到主耶稣来到讲完他的道从山上下来的时候
So the example of Jesus is when he come down from the mountain after his preach
就有一个长大麻风的过来
And so there's the leprosy come towards him
他就求主说
And he begged Jesus
主若肯必能叫我洁净了。
Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean.
所以这个人是有一个真信心的人。
So you can see this leprosy has really faith.
他很清楚地认识到主能。
He's very clearly know that Jesus can do that.
他也很清楚地认识到主若肯不肯。
He is also clearly realized that whether Jesus want or not.
主你若肯
，Lord, if you are willing,
必能叫我洁净。
You must can make me clean.
所以我们今天需要有真信心。
So now today we do need a real faith.
才能够经历到真平安。
And we can experience the real peace.
耶稣基督对于这个人怎么做呢
？What Jesus did to this leprosy?
耶稣说：“好，你洁净了吧。”
Jesus said, "Okay, you will be clean."
是这样子吗
？Is that what Jesus did?
是这样子吗
？Is that what Jesus did?
不
，No.
主伸出手来。
Jesus reached out his hand.
摸他。
Touched the man.
你敢吗
？Can you do that?
你敢不敢呢
？Can you touch? Would you like to touch a leprosy?
我去到有些弟兄姐妹家里不是在这边了
when Pastor Luke go to some brother sister's home
有一个姐妹等弟兄姐妹走完之后
one sister after all the people left
然后呢她就怎么样子呢将拖鞋家里的拖鞋 sandal
the sister just bring all the sandals
拼命刷
I just keep brushing all the sandals
他说万一大家当中有香港脚的就麻烦了
Just in case some like special disease and bacteria in that sandals
我就看着那个姐妹在刷
And the pastor Luke just watching the sister
不是刷一次哦
Not just brush one time
用肥皂水刷两三次
It's keep brushing in different ways
我就问他你为什么这么刷
So pastor Luke asked her Why you brush in this complicated way
有香港脚怎么办呢、啊、
？If there's some special bacteria，
我说感谢主了，好好好，这个洁净的工作也是需要了。
帕洛斯说 ：“Yeah, it's necessary to do this kind of cleaning。”
但是我鼓励他了，以后可以用不同的，比如鞋带啊这些，可以解决这个问题，要不然每一次都这样刷，累死了。
But Pastor Lu just give her suggestion, just try to use different ways to fix this problem。
接待弟兄姐妹的确要冒上一个叫做被传染上香港脚的这个可能。
Yeah, if you want to accommodate brothers and sisters, you could take this kind of risk to be affected by the special bacteria.
但是你可以用不同的方式去解决。
But you can use different ways to fix this problem.
所以当我看到那个姐妹这样子的一种心的时候
，But so when Pastor Luke see this sister doing the things in this way,
我马上想到主耶稣去摸那一个的长大麻风的。
We just all of a sudden think about this verse here. The Jesus reached out his hand, touched this leprosy.
多么不容易啊，孩子！
It's not easy.
你说他是神，他不怕。
You can say, he's Jesus, a God. He don't worry about this.
但是，他这个触摸出去的手
，but this kind of touching.
为什么在医治的时候多此一举呢？
But why Jesus have to do these kind of gestures when he's doing the healing?
因为他很清楚的知道
Because Jesus know
这个长大麻烦的人
This man with leprosy
他的问题
His problem is
不单单在身体上
His problem is not only on his body
他的问题是在他的心灵的创伤的上面更大
His problem is more like a psychological problem.
他被所有的亲戚拒绝。
He has been rejected by all his family people.
他被他的亲戚拒绝了，赶到深山老林当中去。
And he has been rejected by all his family, and they drove him out to the mountains.
有点像我们去到玉萍家看到的那只猫。
It's like a cat in Yuping's home.
听说买过来的时候在朱毅家里面躲了两个星期
the first time when the cat come to my home as a kitten is she hide herself for 2 weeks
然后朱毅弟兄说我这个对这个过敏大概谁过敏又将他送到周毅的姐妹家里面去了
and some for some particular reason and I send kitten to
所以那个猫又在昼夜的家里面躲了两个星期
and the kitten stay in another home for 2 weeks
来到 Daniel 家里的时候
and then when the time the kitten come to the cat come to Daniel
一看这些大男孩怎么办呢？
The cats, when the cats saw all these big boys,
所以这只猫现在都躲着。
So the cat just tried to hide herself.
我们在那里等了很久，叫她出来，她都不肯出来。
The past Luke spent whole day to wait for her to show up.
所以从这件事情上，我们就经历到一件事情啊。
But from these things we can see,
原来啊，领养一只猫不单单只是给它食物吃就可以了。
To have a cat is not only just give her food.
或者给他做一个很漂亮的爬楼梯的爬来爬去然后啪掉下来那种的东西来着。
Oh, it's not just give her a cat tree.
对吗？还需要给他什么呢？
What else we should give the cat?
所以在交接的时候可能你们要这个好好的陪伴他一段时间。
So it's very necessary to have a comfort for the cat,for the cat when we change hands.
因为他的内心很受伤害。
Because the cat heart is very...Fragile.
他说我这么漂亮的一只什么名贵的蓝眼睛的猫
I'm a such noble, elegant and the high bloodline cat
居然被人家转了三转
And I have changed three homes
让我真是受不了
I'm really suffered
他的自我形象彻底破碎
She lost herself She lost her identity
所以你们需要做更长远的医治的功夫。
So you do need a lot of healing work.
每一个都需要抱着她睡一个晚上。
So every one of the family members should hug her and sleep overnight.
啊，这样子她才慢慢恢复起来。
And maybe only in this way she can, her heart can be recovered.
所以我们现在明白主耶稣为什么要伸手摸这个长大麻风的吗
？So now we can understand why Jesus reach out his hand to touch this man with leprosy.
因为他的心灵更加需要被医治。
Because this man with leprosy has a more a problem in his mind.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姐妹啊，今天在我们许许多多的朋友的里面，我们也需要看到他们的生命、他们的心灵是需要被医治的。
Brother, sister, we can see that so many people are surround us. They also can have this kind of requirement.
所以主对这个长大麻风的人医治他的心灵。
So the Jesus heal his mind.
然后。主耶稣对一个犯罪的时候被抓住的妇人，主怎么对待他呢
？And we also in another verse in the Bible, we can see how Jesus react to a lady who had been caught in adultery.
众人说拿石头打死他。
Or all the people say we kill him, kill her with a stone.
耶稣，你说该怎么办
？Jesus, you said what we should do.
耶稣在地上画字。
Jesus just drawing things on the ground.
那个的妇女，我们看到就是被抛在地上。
We can see that the lady who committed adultery just lying on the floor.
非常的羞辱。
She is full of shame.
非常的受伤害。
She is full of suffering.
啊，痛苦的不得了。
啊，she is miserable.
在这个时候，主有没有说，你这个妇人，你到底做什么呢？
And at that time, Jesus didn't say, what did you did?
主没有对于这个妇人这样子说话。
Jesus didn't condemn her.
主反而转过来对那些众人说话。
And on the contrary, Jesus turned around, said to all the crowd,
那些道貌岸然的这些的君子们，耶稣对他说话。
And Jesus said, all those law and the Pharisees,
也是说你们当中哪一个没有罪的先拿石头打他
Jesus says whoever has no sin you can stone him
结果呢这些人从老到小的一个一个走掉了
and all the people from the old to the young they just left
主耶稣就直起腰来对那个妇人说
So Jesus just straightened up and asked the lady
那些人在哪里呢
Woman, where are those people?
没有人定你的罪吗
Has no one condemned you?
哇、wow, 这两句话这两句的问话真的很奇妙
This is very very amazed these two questions
不是主不知道他们在哪里
Do you think Jesus totally don't know what's the answer of the question?
主耶稣很清楚地知道他们都走了
No, Jesus clearly know where this all the crowd has left
主只是问他有人定你的罪吗
Jesus just asked the woman has anyone condemned you?
其实他们自己都是有罪的。
All those people, they have sin.
没有人定你的罪吗？
No one condemned you?
妇人说，没有。
No, no one, sir, the lady said.
耶稣说，我也不定你的罪。
Jesus then said, then neither do I condemn you.
他可以定你的罪。
Jesus can condemn the lady.
但是主耶稣对他说，我也不定你的罪。
But instead, Jesus says, I'm not condemn you.
今天主耶稣对每一个犯罪的人都说，我也不定你的罪。
So today Jesus said to all the sinners, I not condemn you.
但是主耶稣说，天国近了，我们要悔改。
But Jesus said, the kingdom of God is near, repent.
主来不是要灭人的性命。
That Jesus come is not try to kill the people.
乃是要救人的性命。
He want to save the people's life.
这是主来的目的来着。
That's the purpose of Jesus.
所以主耶稣说，去吧。
So Jesus said, go now.
从此以后不要再犯罪。
Live your life of sin.
从此以后不要再犯罪了。
Live your life of sin.
然后主怎么说呢？
And then what Jesus said next?
主耶稣说，
Jesus said,
这个时候转过来对众人说，
And then Jesus turned around and said to the crowd,
我是世界的光，
I'm the light of the world.
跟从我的，
Whoever follow me
就不在黑暗中走，
Will never walk in darkness.
必得着生命的光，
But will have the light of life.
所以主耶稣对于这个妇人说，
So Jesus tell the woman,
我不定你的罪了，
I'm not condemn you.
主知道她的痛苦，
Jesus know her suffer.
主来不是要灭掉他。
Jesus come here not to kill her.
救他。
Jesus come to save her.
然后对他说，从今以后不要再犯罪。
And Jesus said to her, go now, live your life of sin.
就停在这里吗？
But is that just stay here?
不。
No.
主说，来，跟从我。
Jesus said, come, follow me.
因为我是世界的光。
Because I'm the light of the world.
跟从我的就不在黑暗里行走。
Whoever follow me will never walk in darkness.
必要得到生命的光。
But will have the life.
主要叫他得生命的光。
The God, the Jesus wants them have a light of life.
有许多的生命外面很亮堂。
There's some life has outside looks very bright.
但心灵很黑暗，
but inside they're full of darkness.
那一个黑暗将是何等大呢？
But that's how great is that darkness.
没有人可以解决自己内心的罪恶。
No one can fix your internal sin.
没有人可以解决自己罪的问题。
No one can deal with the sin.
主耶稣说，我不定你的罪。
Jesus said, I'm not condemn you.
但是不定你的罪不代表着说你的内心的黑暗可以驱赶出去。
But however, it's not just represent your darkness inside of you can get rid of.
你必须要跟随耶稣。
You have to follow Jesus.
跟随耶稣的人就得着生命的光。
Whoever follow Jesus will have the light of life.
所以主对这犯罪的妇人，他充满着怜悯。
So Jesus has full of mercy for this lady committed with adultery.
但是这一个的怜悯的表达。
But this kind of manifestation of the mercy.
我不定你的罪。
I am not condemn you.
不要再犯罪。
Do not sin again.
然后挑战他，也邀请他跟从我吧。
And Jesus challenged her and invite her to follow him.
如果我们明白了这一个的上下文的背景的时候，
If we now know the context of this verse,
我们就明白八章十二节它的意义在哪里。
And now we can know the true meaning of the verse 8, chapter 8, verse 12.
所以主对这个犯罪的妇人充满着怜悯。
So we can see Jesus is full of mercy for this sinful woman.
主对谁充满着怜悯呢？
So what Jesus showed mercy to? Who else Jesus showed mercy to?
耶稣基督责备各城各乡。
When Jesus went throughout all the cities and villages,
他在各个的会堂里教训人。
Jesus teach in all the synagogues.
传扬天国的福音。
And Jesus also proclaimed the gospel of the kingdom.
医治各样的病症。
And Jesus also healed every disease and every affliction.
这一段的经文让我们看到了耶稣基督在世界上的整个的工作的重点。
And now we can see what's the point of Jesus.
主充满了怜悯。
Jesus is full of mercy.
所以他不顾自己的疲劳。
So regardless of the tiredness of him.
走遍各城各乡。
Jesus went through.All the cities and the villages.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹啊
，So brothers and sisters,
我们的教会需要从主领受这样的使命，这样的怜悯。
Our church do need to have the get the meaning of this verse.
走遍各城各乡的使命。
Go throughout all the cities and the villages.
我们对澳洲的各城各乡，我们走了多少个呢
？How many village towns we have been go through?
我们去到各城各乡要做什么事情
？What we Do when we go there.
耶稣去到各城各乡做的事情，三件。
So the three things Jesus did when they go through all the cities and villages.
在其他的经文里面讲得非常清楚。
In the other verses,
第一传道。
So preach.
第二赶鬼。
And driven the demon.
第三医治各样的病症。
And doing the healing.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，重点在哪里呢
？What is The main topic of this
传扬福音
Playing the gospel
教训人
Teaching
今日很多的教会不再看重传扬福音
Today lots of churches not focus on this
不再看重讲台
It's not focus on the preaching
所以小心哦
We have to be careful of that
主的整个的重点在教导
So the main work of Jesus did is preaching
但同时又赶鬼
He also doing the exorcism.
那我们今天来到这里的时候，我们在这边的时候，每一次聚会，其实我们都是在做赶鬼，与世界的灵与魔鬼在交战。
So every time when brother sister come to the church, it's kind of the exorcism. It's because we are fighting against the world evil spirit.
我们也是在医治。
We also doing kind of the healing.
用什么来医治呢
？What kind of things we use to do the healing?
用手术刀。
Is that we use the scissors?
切开
，cut off，
挖出
，dig out，
埋上药
，and bury with the
包裹起来
，the medicine and the wrap around。
这个的程序不能倒过来。
This the procedure cannot be converted.
如果有个脓疮
，if there's a bruise.
第一步是包起来。
The first time we have, if we wrap around,
会怎么样子呢
？What's the bad consequence will be?
毒疮越来越大。
The wounded place getting bigger and bigger.
所以我们今天要做医治的工作是怎么做呢
？So today, if we want to do the healings,
圣经说用主的话去督责。
The Bible tells us we have to use God's word to teach,
教训
and to blame,
归正。
And to rectify it,
坚固的工作
，and to strengthen
这些的工作，一个都不可以缺少。
And all this word is all unnecessary.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，求主怜悯我们。
So, brother, sister, let God help us.
他为什么自言自作呢
？Why he did all these things?
为什么他要去教导，不辞辛苦的去教导、去赶鬼、去医治各样的病症呢
？Why Jesus do all these kind of teaching, exorcism, and also healings?
在三十六节，我们大家一起将它读出来。
In the Matthew chapter 9 verse 36, can we read it together?
耶稣看见许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。原来主这样子做的背后的真正的动力是什么呢
？No, do.Can we see the motivation behind all this that Jesus did?
主这样子做的后面的动力就是因为他们是如同羊没有牧人一般的。
The driving force of what Jesus did is because all the people looks like a sheep without shepherd.
主就怜悯他们。
And then Jesus had compassion for them.
所以昨天晚上我到差不多十点钟我才回到家里面。
So yesterday I arrived home around 10 o'clock.
在北区我们的分堂那边他们召聚了15户的人家
So in the West Penn Hill they gather around 15 families
每户的人家差不多都是四个到七个这样的一个家庭的规模。
So the size of the family around between 4 and 7 members in the family.
所以去到那边的时候，有些已经跟我们认识了两三年了。
So some of the family we know already is 2 or 3 years.
啊，有一些一年来一次，一年来两次。
Some of the family just come 1 time a year or 2.
所以他们看到我的时候。
So the time when the family people saw Pastor Luke.
他们就拉着我的手坐在一个角落
and they sit together with Pastor Luke
就问我很多很多的问题
and they ask a lot of questions
在吃饭的时候又有几个的这些的朋友们又拉住我在那边又问了很多问题
there are also lots of questions during the dinner time
所以那时候我的感受是什么呢
so the feeling of the Pastor Luke at the time is
主啊这些的羊你将他们带过来
God, you bring all these sheep to me.
他们的灵魂有需要。
There's the needs of their hearts.
世界没办法去解决它。
The world cannot fix these things.
只有你的话，你的真理才能解决它。
Only your word can fix these things.
只有你的圣灵才能够使他们的心灵得安慰。
Only the Holy Spirit can calm their heart.
所以我那时候的感受是，主啊，有许许多多的人如同羊。没有牧人
The feeling Pastor Luke at the time is Oh, there's so many people like a sheep without shepherd
困苦
They harassed
困苦
Harassed
他们的内心困苦
住
在那边的人坦白来说我跟他们开玩笑说你们衣食都不愁
Pastor Luke said to them You have no worries in your daily life
但是每一个的眉毛都紧皱
But all their the eyebrow is twisted
很多的压力
Lots of pressures
对吗有一个的姐妹说哇陆姐你怎么这么知道我们的
One sister said Oh Pastor Luke how could you know us so well
我说我已经在你们当中两三年时间了
Pastor Luke said I have been with you for 2 and 3 years
你们的渴求你们的挣扎我也知道
The needs and the struggles I know very well
困苦在他们的里面
The harassed inside of you
流离
And helpless
没有一个的居所
And without any shelter
虽然地上有个的居所
Even they have a house, big house on earth
但是心灵却永远漂泊不定
But their heart have no destination
不单单因为你是移民
It's not only because you are immigrant.
是因为你的内心没有永恒的家乡。
Because there's no eternal home in your heart.
所以求主可怜了。
Praise God.
所以主耶稣的怜悯有哪样的怜悯
？So what kind of mercy of Jesus have?
看到那长大麻风的。
When Jesus saw the man had leprosy,
他伸手医治他。
He reached out his hand, healed him.
主看到那犯罪的妇人
When Jesus saw the woman commit with adultery
主说我不定你的罪
Jesus said I'm not condemn you
不要再犯罪
Do not sin again
来跟从我
Come, follow me
主耶稣看到许许多多的羊群
When Jesus saw so many crowds
许许多多的罪人
So many sinful people
他不顾自己的疲劳
He doesn't mind, he's tired
走遍各村各乡去教训
He went throughout all cities and villages
宣讲天国的福音
Proclaim the gospel of kingdom
医治各样的病症
Healing every disease and every affliction
亲爱的弟兄姐妹啊
Dear brothers and sisters
这是主给我们的怜悯的榜样
That's the example Jesus gave us
在历史当中有一个很出名的一个的宣教士
In the history there's a very famous missionary
他被称作非洲之父
He called the father of Africa
但是大家知道吗他是怎样的一个人呢
Do you know who he is?
他是一个的表情木讷
He is the people who don't have any feeling
你看到他的脸就看得清楚他是不善于表达表情木讷的一个人
He's a very serious looking man
所以他有一次去应征成为一个的宣教士的时候
So the time when he tried to be a missionary
那个人给他面试的人说你讲天道啊
So in the interview the interviewer says can you do a preaching
结果讲了5分钟都不到
But he just preached for 5 minutes
讲不出来了
he's got a trouble to for preaching.
啊，结果呢就跑走掉了。
So he just ran away.
啊，所以这个的宣教士，我们给他起了一个绰号，叫做不会讲道的宣教士。
So this missionary, we call him the missionary cannot preach.
但是他是一个被主的怜悯所触动的人。
But he is the missionary full of the mercy.
他走遍了非洲内陆三万里的地方。
He goes through all the places in Africa.
描绘出了非洲内陆的情况。
And he draw a map. Is to depict all the geography things in Africa.
他是一个最伟大的探险家。
He is also a very great explorer.
但是他的探险却不是为了探险而探险。
But he not only for the purpose of explorer to do the exploration.
他的冒险是因为基督福音的缘故。
He explored Africa is for the sake of Jesus.
他每一次看到那些平原那边，遥远的平原那边，原始的那些部落的袅袅炊烟升起的时候。
When he see the people far away, all in this kind of indigenous village and Aboriginal society.
他就想到主啊，那里有许多的人还没有听到。
And he think, oh God, they haven't heard your message.
后来有人在非洲的原始森林里找到他。
And later, people find him in the forest of Africa.
找到他的时候，一群的黑人围着他。
And when they saw him, he is surrounded by all the black people.
他在教导他们。
And this missionary teach all these Aboriginal people.
然后大家看他的脸色苍白。
And the people saw this missionary has very pale face.
因为这个的营养不良的缘故。
Because he has not in a good body condition.
但他是离开世界的那一刻。
The time when he died.
他离开世界的那一刻是在他的茅草屋祷告的那一个的床铺那里跪在那里祷告的时候离开了世界。
He died while he's kneeled down praying.In his humble place,
他的那些非洲的同工部落的人就过来。
So his co-worker, local co-worker, come towards him,
将他埋葬了
and bury him,
埋葬在那一个大树的下面
and bury under the one of the big tree.
然后呢，将他的心脏，对不起，将他的心脏挖出来
and then they digged her heart out.
将他的心脏埋葬在非洲的那棵大树那边
and bury his heart under the one big tree
然后将他的身体从这个的非洲的这边走到非洲的这个的西边去
and they carried his body across the continent from east to the west
横跨非洲大陆
across the continent
然后将这个的身体带到伦敦去
And then they sent his body to London.
让他的心永远留在非洲。
And let the heart of Livingston all forever in Africa.
因为他的心是属于非洲的。
Because his heart is belong to Africa.
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹啊
，Dear brothers and sisters，
这一位的宣教士
，this missionary，
李文斯顿
，Livingston，
他带来了整个的非洲的改变。
He bring the big change in Africa.
不是地理学家。
He's not a geographer.
不是探险家。
He's not only explorer.
他是基督耶稣的仆人。
He's a servant of Jesus.
他爱这些的黑人。
He loved the people.
结果终止了非洲的黑奴的贸易的工作。
He did a big contribution for the abolition of the slavery trade.
所以这一个的人一生当中影响他最大的一个人是谁呢
？And this such a great missionary has a people influence him a lot.
一生当中影响他最大的是他主日学的老师叫做汤马斯托马斯。
The person who influenced Livingston most in his life, his name called Thomas.
他的老师这样的劝勉李文斯顿
，and Thomas advised Livingston，
啊，信仰不要为了追求感动和神迹
，the belief is not for the sake of moving and miracles，
而要学习与神同行
But to learn how to keep step with God.
把每天担尽的职责交在上帝的手中。
We have to leave all our daily work to the hand of God.
成为一个基督徒。
And to become a Christian.
是成为一个踏实的人。
It should become a down-to-earth people.
耶稣做的远比他讲的更多。
What he's doing is more than his teaching.
真实的信仰
The true belief
使人每一天做该做的事
Make the people know what you should do every day
正如耶稣说的
Just like Jesus said
凭着他们的果子
According to the fruit
就可以认出他们来
They can be acknowledged
这个老人家在离开世界之前
Before the Thomas this old teacher left the world
他为着每一个的孩子们祷告
He called all the kids in front of him and prayed for them.
当中也有 Livingston.
Livingston is one of them.
将他们一个一个的交托在上帝的手中。
The Thomas leave every kids one by one to the hands of God.
然后才安然离世归主。
And then he rests in peace.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们要求主将这些的生命刻在我们的生命中。
We have to learn from all this kind of the life.
我们求主给我们这怜悯的心。
We have to ask God give us the merciful heart.
开我们的眼睛，让我们看到。
Let's open our eyes to see.
看到那流泪的眼睛。
To see the weeping eyes.
开我们的耳朵，让我们能够听到。
Open our ears to hear.
听到那从地狱里传过来的呼声。
Hear the crying from the hell.
差拉撒路来。
Bring the Lazarus.
用指头巾的水凉凉我的舌头。
Please use the water from the fingertip.
开我们的耳朵，让我们能够听到。
God, open our ears, let us hear.
那马其顿的呼声。
The Macedonians call,
请过到我们这边来。
Come to us,
来帮助我们。
Come here to help us.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们求主将这种怜悯的心赐下来。
Dear brothers and sisters, let us please ask God to give us a merciful heart.
圣经说，怜恤人的人有福了。
The Bible said, "Bless for the mercy."
他必蒙怜恤
because.He is full of mercy.
感谢主，让我们来。
Praise to God.
感谢主，谢谢南牧师对我们的分享。使我们做一个有领袖人的人，使我们的教会成为有领袖的教会。感谢主，请弟兄姊妹起立，我们以使徒信经来回应主的圣道。我信上帝全能的父，创造天地的主，我信我主耶稣基督上帝的独生子，因着圣灵感孕，由童贞女玛利亚所生，在本丢比拉多手下受难，埋葬，葬在阴茎，